Well, this year, Susan, normally, right about now, you're first coming back from the PGA Merchandise Show, but due to the pandemic, it turned into a virtual show, and a lot of people changed their approach to kind of start the season, and it looks like Golftini did too. So tell us what you've done not being a part of this year's merchandise show.
Well, thank you for remembering us. We missed the show. We missed seeing all our customers, but what we did do, and we actually did it last September, is I just did a virtual showing of my spring line. And then I just did a virtual showing of what I would normally present at the PGA show in 21, would be introducing our fall collection. So I just did a video here in our warehouse. We sent it to our sales reps. We sent it to our customers. We got a lot of great feedback just on the fact that I showed it just like I would normally show it at the show. I stood here, pretended I had people in front of me. I talked about the bells and whistles of each scored and the patterns. What we did do, which was fun and which we always do, we name our scorts. We had an ice cream collection just for fun. And then we had the Dance Party 21 that's coming out in June. And we just wanted to keep things light because things are crazy, but people are golfing. People are shopping, and you know, we made it through, and we're happy that our sales reps are busy. We're happy we're busy, and you know, we wish the best for everyone, but we're just, every day is a new day, and we just plug along and keep doing what we do.
Well, that's been one of the things. Golf participation levels jumped way up. The equipment companies had record sales by the end of summer last year. But some companies released equipment at the end of last summer when they normally wouldn't do that. How much has the pandemic sort of changed your release date? And especially when people release things and announce them at the show and they're not going to the show, how has that moved everything around for you? How many changes have you made?
Well, we definitely shifted our way through 2020. Every day we would kind of see where we were and we would do what we could do. We continued with, like, a lot of people canceled their fall orders. We stayed with it. We had people that maybe didn't take spring, but they brought new fall merchandise in. So we still had new merchandise for our customers, and that set us apart a little bit. And then we went ahead with spring and our pre-books, and it was fantastic. The reaction to the lines have been great. I think our sales reps are so excited to be back out there. Some are really back out there as business as usual. A lot of people are doing Zoom. My sales reps, I've seen their setups like on a Zoom call with them where in their basement, they've set up the whole Golftini line. And when I got on with them, I'm like, wow, that looks great in the background, all the bright colors. So they're doing Zooms with their customers. And I've heard they're doing cocktail hours. They're, you know, having some fun with it because this is the way of the world. And it really is business as usual for us, which feels good. It feels really good to be busy and to just keep moving on and keeping everyone busy.
Susan, during crazy times, you know, things can change. We've seen a lot of change in the last year. How has it affected the apparel industry and the, shall we say, the color patterns, the styles, whether or not you're creating things that are maybe more lightweight because for the summer, or maybe creating things a little heavier for the spring and fall season because, as we saw last year, golf season went almost all the way to Christmas up here in the Chicago area.
Well, I'm wearing pants and a coat right now, which I didn't have in my line before. We definitely added a hoodie because people can wear hoodies now where that wasn't like a thing. So that's kind of a fun addition. We found that people were buying more lifestyle pieces, golfing in them and just staying in them. Or if they weren't golfing that day, they were still wearing their Golftini. So it is something that can take you on and off the course to your Zoom work, to whatever you do. But, you know, we had people send in pictures of what they do in their Golftini. We had one last week. She was snow blowing, which is hilarious. And, you know, we have people fishing. And it is a versatile piece that really you can keep going everywhere in it. Lightweight to heavyweight, we've done everything. And we were talking earlier, and I golfed in December in Chicago, which is cold. But I did it because there's nothing else to do. So, you know, I think a lot of people did. And then people that could get away are golfing in warm places. So we kind of are moving into full season, four seasons, where before maybe we were three. So that's our plan, is to just keep following the trends, and we listen to our customers and they tell us what they like and we make more.
What about product for junior golf teeny and or golf teeny for men? Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, golf teeny for men, I have three boys and they've been pushing me hard. So there are some protos coming very, very soon, like maybe today, but not yet. We've got to try them out and make them perfect. But there's going to be some golf teeny for men. I have more men working for me than I ever have. So there's a little pressure here, which is fun. But I want to do what I do well and then add on. So we are making some smaller sizes that could fit the junior girls. So that's kind of exciting too.
Well, if there's anything we haven't covered, anything you'd like people to know about what to look forward to from Golf Teeny as the year goes forward, you've got the floor.
Okay. Well, I'm now thinking of 2022, so that's kind of insane. But we just signed a new LPGA player who's up and coming. So, you know, Golf Teeny's not just for fashion and fun. It really does perform. She's excited to wear it. And that's kind of the latest and greatest thing right now. Again, like, we're really happy that our sales reps are out working again. That means a lot to me and to them for like kind of hanging in there, because it was pretty rough for a while. And for all the golf shops that are starting to open, we've done portals that they could send to their members, that the places that were totally shut down. And then people that aren't shut down are just rocking and rolling.
Well, people are ready to search. Can they go online and order online and do all those things? And where do they find Golf Teeny on social media and things like that?
They find it. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. GolfTeenyWear.com is our website. And we have new releases all the time. That is something new, where we used to just have two releases. So we're releasing every month new products. So that's kind of fun.